You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That's all I need to know about you.
Star 99.9, Anna and Raven, you know, you've been there. You see somebody do something, say something. You don't know anything about them, but that's kind of really all you need to know about them, right?
For sure. Assumptions, they're not really nice, but that doesn't mean they're not accurate.
Let's say your 10-month-old, who you think loves you, says, da-da. Nonna.
Loves to call the dog.
Hayden.
Loves to call the dog.
Lila. She's Hayden. Right. Lila. So Lila is my puppy. Mm-hmm. And she calls Lila constantly.
Constantly.
Like from her crib, like when she's crying, if no one goes to her. Lila!
Right.
And then she reaches for Lila with her arms out, like when you know, like babies reach to get
like
picked
a dog
up.
Will pick her up.
And I'm like, when is she going to realize this dog cannot pick her up? It is impossible.
Well, hey, don't rule it out. They can cup them in their mouth and kind of throw them up over their back. Mm. I mean,
that's an idea.
Haven't you ever seen Chronicles of Narnia?
But if your baby is smart enough to wave hello, goodbye, give kisses, mm-hmm. and do a million other tricks, but will not say mama.
Yeah, it's spite.
All I need to know about you, you little tiny beautiful princess. I can't. Hey, mama. Can you say mama?
Mask your anger with compliments.
Lila,
right.
Lila.
You're like, wrong.
How about just anything that sounds like ma. Ma.
If you're in charge of the get-together that involves at least 10 people on a holiday weekend, and it's all supposed to start at a very precise time because everybody's already argued about the time that it's going to start for the past week and a half before, and we do this every single year, and then you're 45 minutes late to your own get-together, that's all I need to know about you.
That's good.
Come on, Kamish. Let's make sure that internet line is set up before here, too. Fantasy football's back, people.
Yeah, you
and that means
it.
I'll be complaining.
It's fantasy football time. It's all I'm going to hear about.
Yeah, because these guys are a bunch of nags, man.
If you're trying to tailgate a bus when it's dropping off kids because you feel it's not going fast enough, that's all I need to know about you.
Yeah, it's school bus time, people, right? It's school year time again. Stop when you see the bus stopped and get off their butt.
Steve, speaking of that, the Shelton people, what's been going on with Shelton with all the buses and the delay, I've been hearing that parents have been really mean to the administrators.
Yeah, don't
do
that.
You can be mean to the mayor as far as I'm concerned. They screwed up. I'll be honest with you. Like, that's where you should be directing your anger.
Well, it's
but
part
not
of the
to
job.
The employees. Like, they're just doing what they're supposed to do.
Right.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
Good morning. How about the people on the teleconference call that can't even bother to mute their phones? They're supposed to be at work, and yet you hear them yelling at their kids, the dogs barking, the UPS man knocking on the door. I'm like, whoa, I'm working. Why can't you be working? And they continue to run their life the whole time.
It's
We have a teleconference today, and I live for the mute button.
Well, I find it aggravating because here's behind the scenes what happens here is that we're still in the same studio so I can see him.
Right.
And I am engrossed in the call taking notes and he's playing on Facebook while he's muted. So meanwhile, I watch him not doing any work during the teleconference call.
Right. Your jealousy is just bubbling over.
Yeah.
It's bubbling over.
So I hear you. That's all I need to know about you.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
If you tailgate on the expressway within a couple of feet of the rear of my car and sit around me like an Indy 500 racer to do the same to the next guy in front of me, that's all I need to know about you.
Yeah, leave 5 minutes earlier. Leave 5 minutes earlier, that guy. And it would just be so much more relaxing going to work. You know, the thing about my car is I ran into everything with that car. I've never owned a car that's been so ugly as the car that I own right now. I'll make you eat the rear end of my car. I'll give you that brake test. I'm that guy. I'll stand on the brakes in the middle of the highway.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's true. It's just, let everybody know it. I'll do it.
1-800-330-9999. If you ever want to chime in, we want to hear from you. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. 26-year-old man broke into Taylor Swift's Rhode Island mansion.
Mm-hmm.
And when the cops got him, he wasn't wearing any shoes. So they asked him, why aren't you wearing shoes?
Right, right.
And he says that he was always taught that when he was entering someone's home to be polite, he should take off his shoes.
Do you imagine that there is a lot of carpeting in Taylor Swift's house? Because I imagine Taylor Swift has some
tile.
Allergies.
Straight tile.
Right, I think it's like tile and it's like woodwork, that type of stuff. I mean, it's an old mansion, so you'd imagine like wood floors. But the carpets that are in there, are they white? Is there
definitely.
A room with white carpet?
Oh, 100%.
When you don't have to worry about stains, when you're like, you know, wealthy or you're a celebrity or whatever, you don't have to worry about stains. If somebody spills red wine, you get a new room full of carpet the next day.
Star 99.9, I'm Anna, that's
back to
Raven.
Hollywood, they call a carpet guy.
Do you take off shoes, Raven, when you go to someone's home?
I mean, I'm ready to. It's not like I'm ever wearing socks that have holes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a grown-up.
Right.
Pay taxes and have money and all that stuff. So, you know, if I get a hole in my sock, I throw it in the trash.
All right.
Right. See, he's 22. He's still on the cusp.
This guy's got sock money. I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah, sock money.
You know, I got mad sock money, man. But so, I mean, it's a good investment. If you've ever been the guy with a hole in his big toe at a party, like, you'll get socks.
I think it's two different separate things. If you're just stopping by your friend's house or whatever, you maybe probably kick off your shoes. But if you're having a party, I went to this party.
Right.
And it was a kid's party at somebody's home.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I didn't know the parents very well.
You can't have kids with no shoes.
But no. But the parents. So I walk in,
and
the father says to me, do you mind removing your shoes?
What?
And I broke a cold sweat because I had just
had
bought
holes.
These boots. No.
Yeah. You didn't have sock money?
No,
were sweaty boot feet?
No. I have big calves, so I have a hard time buying boots. Because if you have big calves, you know my struggle. Like, sometimes I go to Lord & Taylor's and I have to bring a friend or my husband to try on boots so they can pull them off once I get them on.
So these are taller boots.
They're not like ankle boots. No,
tall. So you're saying a suction, a lack of oxygen in space in between your calves and the tops of the boots.
It's already taken me 15 minutes this morning to get these boots on over my calves.
So you can't get the boots off.
So now, this is a commitment.
Yeah, so I'm in this foyer and he's like, do you mind taking off your shoes? And I'm like, oh my God. So Danielle, my best friend, was with me because we were dropping off our girls.
She gives you a wink.
She knows all about my calves.
Right.
So she's like, what are you going to do? I go, we got to take them off. So I sit on the stairs because I had a center hall
colonial.
And
she's got a yank.
And we waited for the parents to go around the corner. And she pulled off my shoes and she flies it to the wall. Because it was
God.
Force, right?
Butt through the drywall.
Right.
Now you got to roll a mirror over in front of that part of the wall.
Guys, you got them off.
The wife, the mom of the kid, she peeks her head in and she has an English accent.
Is everybody all right?
You know, she has an English. She's like, is everybody all right? You know, she says in her English accent.
Right. Cheerio.
Right. And I'm like, no, we're cool here. We're
cheerio,
cool.
Are you all right?
So now I go through the party and, you know, my socks are cool. Because I got sock money too.
Good. I'm glad we're together on that.
But now I got to put my shoes back on to get out.
Oh,
and no.
You just limped down the sidewalk.
No,
you
I
get
didn't.
One on and it's been 20 minutes.
I just didn't zipper them up all the way. I only zip it into like the part of my calf where it gets really fat and then I just let it go. I don't. It's a lot of pressure when people tell you to take off their shoes.
I mean,
especially
if you're on a time limit.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Wow.
I have a thing because my wife runs a boutique in the house. I don't let people take off the shoes because you got socks, then we got hardwood stairs. You come down the stairs.
Oh, you fall.
You tumble. Yeah. I may have to hit you with a shovel.
That's a liability.
I may have to bury you in the backyard. You know what I mean? If you take a tumble down the stairs, I may have to just whack you one, and then I'm just going to bury you concisely, quickly
never
in the back.
Saw her.
Discreetly.
Didn't know where she was.
But it was nice of the stalker to take off his shoes as he entered the house. Like, if it's the summer and it's flip-flop season, like, that's fine. But if you got boots on and you see someone come in your house with boots, like, think about my calves.
Yeah.
Think about how hard it is.
A guy walked in. He saw the white carpet. He says, I got sock money. I ain't got no carpet money. I'll respect that.
You ever throw a party and you think it was awesome? But secretly, you wonder if your guests thought it was as great as you thought?
No, because I always throw awesome parties in a zap, as you know.
Uh-huh. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Meet Stephanie. Stephanie is a good friend of Raven.
Mm-hmm.
Steph, Raven keeps talking about how incredible his party was this past weekend. And he always says, like, everybody comes and everybody's playing games and he has the best parties. And I just wanted to fact check if that's real or not or if it's, like, in his head.
Yeah, I mean, the party
is pretty good. They're always good. People come. They do play games. I mean, if I had to give it like a grade, I would say solid B plus.
To be clear, the thing that I was talking was so great this past time is there was no drama, no nonsense. Cleanup was pretty easy. There was no stress going into the party that morning. That's what I was looking for. B plus? I feel like Steph feels like there should be a carnival ride there or something like that. There's something clearly lacking at this point. How do I go from a B plus to an A? You know I'm working on the lawn, Steph. I don't need your judgment.
I don't care about your lawn. It's just weird that you don't man your own grill at your own party.
Yeah.
You have to walk around and find somebody to grill for you.
That's for everybody else's safety. That's not just about me.
Okay, that's kind of weird, but that's fine. And also, you know, the party was fun and everything, but you are a DJ, correct?
Yeah.
I'm just wondering why everyone the whole night was like, hey, Steph, can you put the music on? Hey, Steph.
You don't come up with your own playlist for your party, Raven?
No, I don't do a playlist because my wife would immediately disrespect it. My wife likes to hear gangster rap. That's all my wife wants to hear, 90s gangster rap, over and over again.
And I had to provide it for her.
Yeah, or this terrible Pandora station where I will hear that song Bartender 12 times in one day. It's terrible.
You don't cook at your own parties. You don't play the music at your own parties.
Right.
What do you do?
I own the house and I pay for the materials.
All right. Well,
I mean, that seems like a pretty good part of it, right? Let me shut you down on that one. I guess it's
the most important, yeah.
Right.
Well, Stephanie, at least you get an invitation. I don't even get invitations to his parties.
You know you're not driving.
That's not true. You don't invite me.
You trying to turn this around on me right now. This is entrapment.
Stephanie, true story. 3 years ago, he invited me to one party, and it happened to be, I kid you not, the day my sister was getting married.
Well, you made your choice.
And he said, you can choose. You either go to my party or you go to your sister's wedding.
Right.
Where I was the matron of honor at my sister's wedding.
I mean, somebody else could have done that job. You have a big family.
Never invited me to another party ever again. So you want to know
what? That's how it goes.
Yeah.
Well, I don't get Christmas cards.
Because you don't send me Christmas cards either.
Well,
I sent it to you for years.
You know what? Hey.
That's right.
This is where we are. Demilitarized zone. That's where we are.
All right. So now we've learned you don't cook at your own parties and you don't play your own music, even though you happen to be a DJ.
But with all that going against me, still a B plus on this side of the fence.
I think it's a win.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The rest of it was great.
Free to live your best life. No one to sit with on a roller coaster. Happy or sad, it's time for Single Amber with Anna and Raven, Star 99.9.
Every week, Single Amber joins us to fill us in what is going on in the single world.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've been married for a long time, so we don't get to dip our toes into those waters anymore. But she's a millennial. She's out there. She knows what's going on. A lovely girl getting attention. And we're in the middle of a saga right now, Anna Zapp.
Yeah. What are you doing hanging out with Shawn Mendes?
Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you, he smells so good.
I imagine that.
So good.
What does he smell like? Yeah. Is there any pineapple or citrus in there?
No, it's not fruity. It's just like manly, and I've never smelled that smell before. He
sandalwood.
Definitely sprayed himself before he walked out, but...
Well, that's not manly, the act of it. I mean, you would think he would smell good because of, like, touch with leather
working
with calves.
Maybe it smells good. I wouldn't know.
Did you meet him before the show or after the show? So he was probably just sweaty and he, like, sprayed himself so he wouldn't smell like B.O.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. Or his sweat smells good because
that's what I was thinking.
Just, like...
Right.
Shawn Mendes.
If you have a really, really, really good diet, you just secrete goodness.
What was it like to meet him?
I was really nervous. I was like starstruck. And I went in for like a handshake and he went for a hug. So we ended up just hugging. And he was super sweet, super nice.
Was he sweaty? But he's like sweaty all over. So like when you hugged him, like he was slippery?
A little bit.
He was wearing a silk shirt, which I thought was a little bit strange.
Also slippery.
Tight pants too.
Well, he's hanging out in Miami a lot with Camila.
Was Camila Cabello there? No, but I was looking for her.
Right. Do you think that she would have been intimidated?
Well, she's looking for you now.
Yeah.
Because she's going to get crazy up in your face.
Do you think she's intimidated by like all the girls that want to meet him now that she's dating him?
I don't know, because I'm sure he feels the same way about her and all the guys that want to meet her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I never know how they feel.
And was it just a meet and greet where you take a picture and you move on?
Yeah, and just move on.
Oh, so you didn't like have dinner or anything?
No.
Okay.
I wish.
We had this whole thing where we didn't see you for a couple days in the hallway, so we figured you were on tour with Shawn Mendes.
Right.
Or at least, I mean, he had a two-night stint.
I just, like, you know, fled the country with him. Like, he's going to Canada, he said.
Yeah, well, he's from there.
Yeah.
And I came up with a whole backstory that you were actually crying in the parking lot after he left after 2 days. because he's going back to Camilla, and she's hot-blooded. She's crazy.
You know what I noticed about the picture of you guys? I do sorority girl pose in every picture I ever take. Yeah. I'm always the girl that's like bent over a little bit in front. But both of you are doing sorority girl pose, but there's nobody else in the picture. So why are you both hunched over?
I have no idea. I was like so nervous walking up to him. I'm like, do I put my hand on my hip? Like, whatever. But I was like, stay cool, Amber. Stay cool. And I like kind of bent over. I'm tall, so I always do that. So I think it's just... I don't know, a habit. He was bent over, too.
Right. So maybe strange. That's what he does. He just bends
Everybody's
over
on
pictures.
That's the good angle.
He had his hand, like, on his leg, too, which I thought was weird.
Right.
Awkward.
Did you try and steal anything off of him?
No.
I mean, not for value's sake, just for, like, a keepsake.
He had nice rings on. I did notice that. He had, like, two rings on gold. But I was like, how am I going to rip that off of his finger?
Being young and single and meeting a guy like that who's a superstar, Shawn Mendes, do you think, like, oh, maybe there's a chance?
Honestly, in my head, I'm like, what if he, like, calls me back later? Or, like, you know, the blonde girl.
Right.
Obviously, that would never happen, but...
But would you be the one-night stand girl? Would you be that girl?
No, not for him. I have other...
What?
Yeah. I don't know. He's hot and stuff, but he wouldn't be, like, someone I would do that with. Maybe hang out with him.
Okay, wait a minute. Interesting follow-ups here. Number one. Who's on that short list of yes?
Oh, man.
Number two, isn't there a time where you have to gamble?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I mean, if you try and go out and play the sweet girl all night, what if Shawn Mendes is just real handsy? That's how they do it from Canada. They wrestle bears.
Maybe I would play hard to get so he would, like, be more interested in me. Because I'm sure he gets a lot of one-night stands.
Right.
If he wants it.
Yeah.
I mean, right now you're calling him a terrible person.
Yeah.
Okay. When he's actually one half of the most wonderful love story.
Because you think that him and Camila Cabello are a good couple. But what I know is that Camila Cabello dumped her boyfriend for Shawn Mendes.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't know that backstory, he's like this 30-year-old love guru guy. Oddly, my friends go to his conferences and he just talks about finding love. And then he got dumped by Camila Cabello.
Yeah. It sounds to me like Mendes just saved Miami's favorite daughter from a cult. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you very much, Mendes. I knew Canada and us were still cool.
So who would be that one night stand that you would be the ultimate groupie? We'll find out coming up next here on Star. Single Amber was hanging out with Shawn Mendes over the weekend.
Oh, my God. It's so hot. And he smells fantastic.
But she said she wouldn't hook up with him.
Not that night anyways.
Right. So that question is, if you had a one night stand, you were a groupie, who would be the celebrity that it would be okay for?
Yeah, it makes you break all the rules.
I do think that Adam Levine is really hot.
What?
Yeah. I always have.
It's he could be your dad.
He could, but like his tattoos, everything.
No, Adam Levine is nobody's dad.
He's old now. He's
except
old now.
Except his actual baby's father.
Yeah. No, he's an old man now.
No, he's not.
Isn't he like 70?
I get that. No, he's
50
young.
Something
he's
at
like
least.
My age. He's in his late 30s.
Oh, man. The fact that he's younger than me is so upsetting.
I would say Justin Bieber, but he's gone
crazy
way
now.
Downhill.
Yeah.
I used to think he was so hot.
Oh, my gosh.
I went through a period, too, where I thought he was a child, and then he outgrew the child, and then I thought he was hot, and then I thought I was a cougar for thinking that Justin Bieber was hot.
Yeah, you were. Oh, my God. Really?
But I think if Shawn Mendes hits on you, I think you're right. You're like, you laugh and you smile, but you kind of just keep walking because you go, how did you get into the meet and greet, by the way?
My aunt.
Your aunt got you in?
Yeah.
That's cool. Can you ask your aunt next time if she can get me in? Too?
The creepy lady?
Yeah, right.
Have a problem? Anna's daughter Hayden can tell you what to do.
Don't get in trouble after 5 p.m. Otherwise, you'll probably get dessert taken away from you.
Love issues?
If he doesn't show up on a horse on your first date, he's probably not your friend.
Life problems?
Just tell your boss the truth. You want to put a playground with a slide in your office building so you can have recess during the workday.
Life advice with Hayden Zeff, Star 99.9.
You ever ponder something like you just don't know what to do? You keep going back and forth and you wish you could just ask a stranger so they can tell you what to do and you can move on with your life?
Yeah, well, you get unbiased advice that way. That's the best way sometimes.
Yeah, you can email my daughter Hayden. She's 10 years old. She has no qualifications to give you advice, but she'll tell you what to do.
Yeah, no filter whatsoever, that's for sure.
Hayden, this email is a little silly. I think it's silly. I'm not really sure if it's serious, but it says, "Hi, Hayden. If an alien from Area 51 kidnaps me, how should I escape?" It's not signed by anyone's name. I'm assuming they're trying to protect their identity because they don't want the aliens to find them.
I think that if you ever are caught in the situation, which is not likely, usually you should have your phone on you with extra battery. Mm-hmm. And you should be able to have the police on speed dial and call them and say, I'm really, really serious. I've been kidnapped by aliens into Area 51. What should I do?
Now, don't you think that if you're kidnapped by aliens, they've been able to somehow disable your phone so you cannot call the police?
Mm. Well, you never know. Maybe you can ask them for their alien phone.
If you've been kidnapped by aliens, you think an alien is going to be like, all right, fine, use my alien phone so you can call for help?
Well, if it's a nice alien, you never know.
If you are kidnapped by aliens and you wake up, where do you think you are?
Either space or in a big black hole.
Okay. And how would you get out of space or that big black hole?
I would dig with my hands to make a ladder. Or just give up and hopefully I'll become an alien too.
There are many questions in here about physics.
Yep.
And the layout of Area 51 right. And the fact that it makes it sound like Area 51 is like the aliens' house.
Yeah.
And that's where they choose to be.
Yeah. Kind of complex.
And therefore they don't want you there. Right. There's a lot of questions here up for grabs.
And
but,
how do you dig a ladder? Then you hope that you become an alien.
In space, it's possible with like the 3-5-dimensional thing. You got to watch Interstellar. I've seen that movie at least 57 times. Yeah. I still don't know what the ending's about.
My brain hurts.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. We told you you can ask her questions. We don't know if you're going to get a good answer or not. But listen.
Up.
Now you know how to survive. Just give up and hope that you also become an alien.
Listen,
there you go.
We're never going to find out unless we get over there to Area 51 and we find out about them
aliens.
Them aliens!
If you need life advice, email me, Hayden@star999.com. Hayden, H-A-Y-D-E-N, @star999.com. See you next week.
If you missed it yesterday, Raven went to a party, was asked to bring a dessert. He brought cheese danishes. Nobody ate them, and then they were sent home with him.
Yeah. It was kind of sad. There were fancy desserts to be at this party. To be fair, it was presented as very, very casual, and some people got fancy. All right? They got fancy, and then, you know, we fell by the wayside.
Here's the thing. Star 99.9, I'm Anna. That's Raven. There is certain criteria that you need to have when you go to a party and you are asked to bring a dessert.
What's your list? Give me your bullet points.
One, everybody will like it, hence nobody wants your cheese Danish.
Feels like opinion, but that's difficult to manage.
But something that everybody likes.
Who doesn't
enjoys.
Like cheese Danish?
I don't want a cheese Danish for dessert.
You told me that you were into cheese Danish.
If you brought it here right now, like I eat anything you put in front of me right now, not at a party where there's a selection.
To be fair, there was selectable Danishes in there. They were not all cheese.
Okay, second criteria.
Fancy.
If it shouldn't be made out of a box. But if it is made out of a box, you have to add other stuff in to make it special.
Nobody makes their own flour or goes out in the field and, sow some grains and stuff like that. Everything comes out of a box.
No, but you can add stuff to it to make it special. Like something, like you can't just bring a chocolate bunk cake made, a devil's food cake.
All right. What's rule number three?
It has to display beautifully.
Okay, well, that one I see.
Yeah.
You got to dress it up. Put some LED lights on there or something like that. I understand.
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What do you think is the perfect dessert to bring to a party?
Something that's a finger dessert, and I like to do chocolate-covered strawberries because you can, it's that fruit, plus it's the sweet, plus it's something people don't always do for themselves, and they're so easy to make. So chocolate-covered strawberries, and sometimes chocolate-covered pretzels. Dip the pretzels.
I love chocolate-covered pretzels.
Me
are my
too.
Jam. Chocolate-covered strawberries, you bring that to me and hand it to me at a barbecue, it says to me you want to have an illicit affair with me, though.
That's what it says.
I feel like they're romantic. I feel like chocolate covered strawberries are romantic.
I think what it doesn't do is check off the criteria of everybody will like it because I am allergic to strawberries and never once did you think about my feelings.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I would chocolate pineapple for you, Anna.
Oh, that'll take any day of the week.
Right.
That sounds delicious.
That's what I love about edible arrangements. Plus, they come with their own toothpicks.
Yeah.
You just stab whatever and eat like crazy before the rest of your coworkers get there.
Yep.
I have a different criteria for the desserts that I'm going to be charged to make here.
Yep.
My go-to.
Mm-hmm.
I want it to be very, very, very simple, and I don't actually have to do any baking or anything like that.
All right, so
turning on the oven can be dangerous.
You've selected
remember that, kids.
Three desserts, and I want to hear what they are, and then we're going to choose which one that is going to become your dessert that you make at parties.
Right.
You're going to bring it in tomorrow.
Now, all the names are similar because they all start with three ingredients.
Oh, good.
Oh, nice and easy.
I was going for something nice and easy. All right, so
all right.
How about this one? Three ingredient strawberry icebox cake.
Oh.
Sounds delicious.
Sounds like something they ate in the 30s.
What is that?
Ice box cake.
Ice box cake?
It looks good. It looks good.
If you're going to a barbecue, they don't have room in their fridge or their freezer. Where are you going to put this?
I'm bringing in a cooler, otherwise known as an ice box, a.k.a. the ice box.
Okay, you're not making that. What's the next one?
And three-ingredient peanut butter cups?
Okay.
Maybe.
I'm into that.
All right. Three-ingredient chocolate cereal treats.
Oh, God.
Is that like the Rice Krispie treats?
Ignore the cookie and cream cake, because that's ice cream, and I'm not making that.
That looks like the best one.
Shush your mouth. Shush your mouth right now. I won't be making that.
All right.
How am I going to get it here for you to taste it?
A cooler or an ice box?
What I think. I think you should make the chocolate cereal treats. There's always already somebody in the family that makes the Rice Krispie treats. Right.
No, there isn't at my barbecue.
And they've been making it for years.
There's not at my barbecues.
If there's not anybody, then you know what? Go ahead. Because Rice Krispie treats are universal. Kids like it. Adults like it. That is a good thing to bring to a barbecue.
And it makes me so excited because my wife would never make these for me.
Okay, so you can make those and we'll try them tomorrow and we'll see how they go.
Oh,
but here's something really important you need to know about Rice Krispie treats, though. You have to make them like the day before, otherwise they get hard and gross.
Well, yeah. I mean,
it's
only tomorrow
too.
Left this week. You think I'm going into next week with some, you know, thing that you came up with about cereal treats?
All right, go ahead, make them. Make sure they're special, okay? And display beautifully.
All right, just wish me luck.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Alma and Richard joining us together this morning. Alma, let's start with you. What's going on?
I've been wanting to go to Egypt my whole life. I finally have a chance to go with this tour group that I found some friends of mine from my Mahjong group. They're going. I really want to do this. And Richard, he doesn't want to go to Egypt. He wants to do what we do every year, which is go visit our kids. And I feel like as long as we're healthy and I can still walk, I want to experience the pyramids. I want to go to Egypt.
Richard, wake up. Your girl wants to party, man.
We're not getting along over this issue. he thinks I'm absurd. I think he's absurd. He's crazy to not want to go.
Richard, why are you a killer of dreams?
I'm not a killer of dreams. This is the dream she's had. It's been a dream. It could have been a reality years ago, decades ago. I'm past 80. I'm not going to Egypt to be in the sun and the sand. It's insane.
Oh, you might be better off, Alma. He sounds like he's going to bust a hip and you're going to have to carry him.
Right, but if she really wants to go with her friends, Alma, would you go by yourself?
I have no problem going by myself. You think I want to stay in your brother's condo in Naples? Are you kidding me?
Nope. She'll be finding an Arabian prince, Rich.
I would just as soon not go anywhere.
Well, I mean, that's your alternative plan, Richard? She wants to go to Egypt and you want to take her down to Naples and let her stay in your brother's condo?
I'm not going to Egypt.
What's the big deal if she just goes by herself? You don't have to go.
Well, I mean, look at her age. All kinds of things can happen. She could get sick. She shouldn't be traveling alone by herself with strangers.
I'll be with a tour group. I'll be with a guide.
And her Marjan friends.
I still think she shouldn't go. She should be with me.
Here's what we're going to do.
I'm an old man.
Okay.
I don't want to be alone. I'm not going to Egypt.
So, okay, Richard, here's what we're going to do. We're going to ask our audience what they think, and they may agree with you. At this point, if he's really that uncomfortable with it, Alma, then maybe you need to step back and maybe not go. But they may see your side, too, that if this is on your bucket list, you want to do it. It's with a tour group. Your friends are going. Richard, you don't got to go. You got to let her go if she wants to go. That's ridiculous. You guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. Give us a call, 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Alma had always wanted to go to Egypt and see the pyramids. Mm-hmm. And now that she's older, her Marjan group, the ladies in it, have found a tour group that are going. They want to go together. Her husband, Richard, says, no way. I don't want to go, so you shouldn't go, and we're too old for this.
What does Marjan mean?
My mother-in-law plays Marjan.
Uh-huh. So it's a game.
It's a game that you play.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it Pokemon for old people?
No.
Okay.
I think they use, not dominoes. Like, they use those things. What are they called? Like, those tiles to play?
Dominoes.
I thought it was cards for a long time. Get back on track.
Right.
It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Should she go, even though her husband is so dead against her going, especially says he needs her? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
Oh, I'm on her side. She needs to go to Egypt, and she's
stay there.
She lives in Egypt now. That's how it is.
He does sound like the typical just curmudgeon, cranky dude. Like, I mean, anything to get a couple days off from that. I'm with you.
All right. You want to chime in too? Call us at 1-800-330-9999. Honda of Westport Couples Court, Star 99. All she ever wanted to do was go to Egypt and see the pyramids. Mm-hmm. And now that she's older, the women in her Mahjong group says, hey, there's a tour that's actually going. We can all go together. Except her husband says, no way you ain't going to that.
I need her. She needs to be here to take care of me. I'm over 80. You don't want to be hauling this guy up the stairs when you get there to the big Giza.
There's a lot of responsibility, though, that comes, you know, with Pat being older. And he probably does rely on her for a lot of things.
Oh, just throw a bag of feed down nearby his feet or kennel him. No, you could kennel him for a week or so. That'd be all right.
Yep, here come the emails. 1-800-330-9999. It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court, Star 99.9. What do you think about this? Anna and Raven?
I'm on her side because I feel like you only live once. Why not just go? And he doesn't seem like he supports it, so I would just go.
Yeah, I mean, if it's been a dream of yours and the other person, it's not a dream of theirs. I mean, you could spend your whole life waiting for somebody else to change their mind, or you could just go and do it.
The worst part is that if she does go, it's going to be the back of her mind that he didn't want her to go. She's never going to fully be able to enjoy it. Like, I'm so annoyed that he's already ruined it for her.
Or she comes back married to a dude that rents camels right in the shadow of the place.
Oh, maybe.
Anything's possible.
I mean, he sounds like he'd be more supportive. Right. So, I mean, hey, camels over somebody really angry.
Yeah. Hi, Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on this morning?
I'm on her side. I think she should go. We only live once. I
mean, everyone keeps saying that, like YOLO, live or die.
Thank you for the call. I'm not sure they said live or die.
Well, right.
And Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on her side for sure. Some people spend their whole life dreaming of things, and if she actually has an opportunity to do it, and it sounds like she's going in a safe way with the group, let her live her life.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Alma, our audience agreed with you. Richard, you gotta back off. If your wife really wants to do this, either go with her and support her with the tour group or let her go on her own.
Okay, she can go on her own.
You can go to St. Louis and you can see the kids and then you can see your brother. Then we'll all be happy. Everyone will get something they want.
Yep. Sounds right to me.
Oh, we got a big baby pants, huh? Did you hear that, Anna? There's a big baby pants on the phone.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, guys, we wish you the best of luck. I know you're not too happy, Richard. If anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescourt@star999.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Oh, we had a good thing going. Shake and bake.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Were people nice? No.
Did you make any friends?
Yeah.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
Your situation would be concurrently improved if I had $200 in my back pocket right now.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Hey, Ashley, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Ashley.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Ashley, I think you can do it. He's heading out in the hallway when that door finally closes. He can't hear us. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in and ask him the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But here's the thing, Ashley. If you can beat him, we hook you up with a $100 gift card to Little Pub, plus the bragging rights that you took him down, okay?
Okay.
Number one, Renee Zellweger said that she took a 6-year break from Hollywood because of burnout. She won an Academy Award for this 2002 romantic comedy where Renee plays Bridget. What was it called?
Bridget Jones' Diary.
Number two, Brad Pitt popped up at Kanye West's Sunday service this past weekend. Who was Brad Pitt's first wife?
Jennifer Aniston.
Number three, Oprah has announced a wellness tour for early 2020. What's the name of her TV network?
Oh.
Number four, Netflix's Grace and Frankie has been renewed for a 7th and final season. It stars Lily Tomlin and this 70s exercise guru.
Oh, my God, I watched this and I can't think of her name. Jane Fonda.
Number five, Crazy Rich Asians writer Adele Lim quit the sequel due to unequal pay. Who wrote the book Crazy Rich Asians?
Oh, that I don't know.
All right, let's see. Raven?
Yo.
Ashley got 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5? All right, let's see how I do.
I'll say I think they were a little bit difficult today. Ready?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Renee Zellweger says that she took a 6-year break from Hollywood because of burnout. She won an Academy Award for this 2002 romantic comedy where she plays Bridget. What's it called?
Bridget Jones' Diary.
That is correct.
It's pretty easy. Did you see her show on Netflix? It's weird.
What show is it?
Her new show.
No, what's it called?
The name is called something dead or escape or something. Or
Google it.
It's just weird.
All right. Well, Ashley still beating you 3-1. Number two, Brad Pitt popped up at Kanye West Sunday service this past weekend. Who was Brad Pitt's first wife?
That's too easy. Jennifer Aniston, of course.
Okay. Ashley still leading you 3-2. Number three.
What If is the name of Renee Zegler's weird Netflix show.
What If.
And okay. It is weird.
Okay. Number three, Oprah has announced a wellness tour for early 2020. What's the name of her TV network?
It's the O Network. Or Oxygen.
What is it? Well, they're both wrong, so it doesn't matter. It's OWN. O-W-N, the Oprah Winfrey Network.
Right. I mean, why ask for clarification if I got it wrong?
I don't know, because you said both. I needed a final answer.
Wasn't it one of those at one point? I don't know.
So, Ashley, you are still leading 3-2. Number four, Netflix's Grayson Frankie has been renewed for a 7th and final season. It stars Lily Tomlin and this 70s exercise guru.
Jane Fonda.
That's right. You guys are tied at 3. And number 5, Crazy Rich Asians writer Adele Lim quit the sequel due to unequal pay. But who wrote the book Crazy Rich Asians?
I mean, honestly,
you don't even know, so just say me.
Ken Jeong.
No. It's Kevin Kwan.
Yeah. Nope.
So you guys ended up tying at 3, so that does get you your own Anna and Raven mug, Ashley.
Complete with an extra ounce.
Oh, great.
Adele, you know how much they offered her for the sequel?
Who?
Adele Lim, the writer for Crazy Rich Asians for the movie.
I'm guessing Crazy Rich Money?
No, $110,000. Do you know how much they offered her white male co-writer?
How much?
$1 million. Explain to me in what world that seems okay. I'm so proud of her for walking away.
Is she really terrible at editing? I mean, does he have to do a lot? Is there 7 fixes every sentence?
She's Malaysian. She's the one that can actually fact check everything happening in the movie.
Here's the thing. You saw the first movie. Do they really even need a writer?
Right.
Just turn on the neon, all right? Throw in the money, the cars, the houses, all that stuff, and that funny girl, the funny best friend, and I'm good.
All right. It's awesome.
I'm there for the sequel. I loved the first one.
Okay.
And that dude's abs.
I missed the whole story behind this.
I mean, the dude's abs are ridiculous.
Make sure you're listening at 5:30 this afternoon to Kevin Begley. I'll give you the first 2 answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions. We call it the cheat sheet.
Good stories, good thoughts, good news. In a world filled with negativity, it's time to tell Anna and Raven something good. Tell me something good. Powered by Walnut Hill Community Church.
What great thing happened to you this week? You can always share by calling 1-800-330-9999. We went out to find acts of kindness, and here's what we got.
It was like the coldest day of the winter last year. So it was January. It was like negative something. It was like negative 4 degrees. And I had to move my car, and I found a cat under our car. And he was really cold. And so I took him back to my apartment, and I tried to find an owner, but he didn't have one. So I ended up fostering him for a month. And then I found a really great place to put him up for adoption. He was like a demon. Just like an actual demon cat. It's really sad to see him go, but I couldn't keep him in my apartment.
I mean, it was nice enough that she went through all that to save this cat a month with the demon cat in your apartment.
Yeah, maybe that cat was like, I was cool where I was. I mean, yeah, it was a chilly night, but either way, cats do what they want, right?
You ever rescue, like when you see a dog or a cat just roaming around, do you pull over and try to figure out what's going on?
We have done that multiple times in my neighborhood.
See, I did it for the first time a couple weeks ago, the angry pinata.
Right.
There was this little dog that was roaming around, so it was pouring rain, and I'm like, this poor baby. So I went and I picked him up.
This is a real dog.
Yeah, real dog.
I mean, you call them a pinata.
Well, his name was Angry Pinata. That's what his name tag said.
What?
And as I picked him up and I looked at his name and it said Angry Pinata, all I could think about was, uh-oh.
I picked up trouble here unbeknownst to me.
Yeah, and then I had the address, his address. So
okay.
So I walked in the rain like 3 blocks to this house to bring back Angry Pinata.
Right.
And I thought, like, I don't know what I thought was going to happen. I thought they'd be like, oh, my God.
Thank gosh. We're so excited.
We've been looking everywhere for Angry
Pinata. They open the door, you put the dog down, and they slam the door in your face.
They're like, oh, we didn't realize he was gone.
Right. What kind of dog was it?
Cool. A chihuahua.
He's out there just walking around in the rain?
I mean, apparently he's angry.
Angry enough that they were just like, you know what, he needs some time.
Right, exactly. 1-800-330-9999. What great thing happened to you this week?
My baby girl started kindergarten today.
Did you cry or were you so excited?
Oh, of course she cried.
I said I cried the night before, but I waved and put on a happy face while she got on the bus.
Right. You had to, like, practice yesterday so you could put on a brave face today.
Did she? Right. Was she nervous or was she just super excited?
Oh, no. She was like, bye, Mom.
Right.
Peace yeah. out. Right. See you tomorrow.
But see, my daughter Hayden was the same way. She never missed me or was sad to see me go. And I didn't know if that was a good thing or if it meant that I had failed as a mother, that she couldn't wait to get away from me. She'd be like, bye, Mom.
That's the same thing I want to know.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing your good news. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Be strong. She'll be home any minute.
No. Bye.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.